makes me want to puke. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Coming! Yes?
What the hell do you do in here?
I tidy things up a bit, just move the furniture around a little. I can move it all back.
No, don't you dare. I love this.
You do?
What do you do? I mean, the room, it just seems, I don't know, so much bigger.
Yeah. The Chinese call it feng shui, the placement of objects in a room to maximize your harmony and power.
Well, since my divorce, my dick could use a little feng shui.
That's very funny.
Thank you. The Don and Mike Show.
It's what you do. Go to Rotterdam, then you go to Amsterdam, then you go down the road to my city. That's right. It's a little place called I Don't Give a Damn.
The more you listen, the smarter you'll get. Sugar. The more you listen, the less you won't. Honey.
Everybody can suck it.
It's the 9-11 of fun. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, this is one of those old-time mashup things. It's got a bunch of different Beatles songs, I think, that are going to be playing here, along with the theme of Sugar, Sugar.
Sugar, Sugar.
It's a way to lead into our iPod shuffle game.
Very good.
We have, today in the studio, we have the iPods belonging to me, Don, my buddy Mike, my buddy Robbie, and my buddy Rob. So we got four iPods. We have theme music for this. It's time to play Guess Who's iPod.
I love this music.
This is on my iPod.
And we got a total of four of them?
Yes.
And we're going to be shuffling them all around like a deck of cards?
We're going to be playing Guess Who's iPod.
I bet I'd be good at this game.
Huh. Guess the iPod.
Even though, of course, I'd have to be disqualified because that would give me a 1/4 advantage.
Right. Well, Rob is not going to be playing because Rob's going to be actually going to be in the back of the room where none of us can see him.
Very good.
Going from iPod to iPod.
Uh-huh.
Now, Rob, are you going to hit shuffle on the iPods?
I am. It will be entirely random.
Now, what if a song appears on more than one person's iPod?
Then that's how we play. Whose iPod is this anyway?
Gotcha. Yeah, and I would imagine we'd have some overlapping.
Sure, I would think so.
So let's play one time. Let's put something out there and just and see what's doing.
Yeah. All right, very good.
Who has what?
And now, are we playing or are our listeners playing?
I think we'll start with just us, and then we'll open it up to everybody else.
Are we ready?
Yeah, roll it.
The first iTunes.
I got the thing. I'm going to guess that's Mike O'Mara's iPod. Based simply on the first 5 seconds. All right, now, hold on a second.
Now, you guessed already. You jumped to it, so that's your last guess.
Who says?
I say.
I think this is from my iPod.
Yours.
Well, you're going to know it if it's from you. What are you doing?
I got like 3,000 songs on my goddamn iPod.
I'm going to say this is Rob's iPod.
I'm going to say it's mine. Buzz.
Well, it's either Don's or Mike's. I'm going to say it's actually Mike's iPod.
Robbie?
That's what's funny about guess whose iPod it is.
Whose iPod is it?
It's Don's iPod.
It's mine.
Ah, winner.
What is the song?
Night Train by Paul Revere and the Raiders.
But you guessed it your own. I don't care if you have 1,000 sounds. You can't guess your own.
But I didn't guess my own at first.
It's true. It was his second
Mike,
guess.
Mike, we're just kind of feeling the game out
we're
right now.
We're spitballing here.
You want to do all the guessing on the next one?
Yeah, I'll do
it. It's your turn. Go ahead.
All right. I'll go first.
Roll it, Robbie.
Not all the guessing, but I'd love to go first.
Whose iPod is this?
I'm going to say this is Buzz's.
Am I allowed to guess?
Yeah,
sure.
Absolutely.
I agree it's Buzz's. It's because it's Tom Petty, it sounds like.
I also believe it's mine, yeah.
Tom Petty don't come around here no more.
How many songs do you figure you have in yours?
I'm going to say like 600, something like that. I would check the number.
You have 2,204
See,
songs.
I was very close.
Was that Buzz's?
It was Buzz's.
Here's a trivia question. Who has the least amount of songs in the iPod?
I have 2,000.
I'm going to guess Mike does.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess me too.
Wait, do you know how many you have, roughly?
No, I don't.
I didn't either.
Give us another one, Robbie. Make it happen right now.
Next song.
All right, here we are.
And then we'll let everybody from the phones. This Love by Maroon 5.
Oh,
I'm going to guess that's on Buzz's.
I'm going to say it's on mine.
Hmm. Buzz?
Well, I'm going to say it's on mine.
Robbie?
That song is one of the 195 songs on Mike O'Mara's iPod.
Mike's iPod. 195 wow. songs. I have that one,
you know,
also.
I think the way we should do this is with people on the phone.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
yeah, because
absolutely.
With us, because there may be duplication.
Right, we right. Know. Mm-hmm. Hey, and you know what? If it's on... If it's on all of our iPods, they get a bonus. They get a bonus. They get a super smart gold star.
If it's on more than one, maybe you get an extra prize if you can guess all of the iPods the song is on.
This theme song is my favorite.
Whose iPod is it anyway?
Right.
Let's play. Hi there, Don and Mike. What's your name?
Jay. Good day, gentlemen.
Hi, Jay.
Hi there, Jay. Where are you from?
Wichita.
All right, Jay, good luck. We'll play from one of our iPods.
Mm-hmm.
Guess whose iPod? Go ahead. Go ahead, Robbie. I think that's how we should do it. You play 30 seconds of whatever it is.
Okay, fair enough.
And without even knowing the artist or the title.
Right.
Whose iPod do you think that comes from? Don, Mike, Buzz, or Rob?
I'm going to go with my favorite DJ, Don Geronimo.
Don Geronimo.
Robbie, what's the answer?
I'm sorry. Uncle Cracker was on Buzz's iPod.
Buzz's iPod.
iPod. Oh, you're a big loser.
Oh, so long.
Let's take another call, Mike.
So long. Thanks for playing.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
This is Brian.
Hi, Brian. Where are you from, my friend?
I'm Maine.
From the great state of Maine. All right, are you ready to play Guess Whose iPod?
Oh, please.
But get your hands off my iPod.
Whose iPod is it anyway? I
that's
like that
it.
One. Whose iPod is it anyway?
And it starts right now.
Roll it.
I don't want to hear about it anymore. It's a shame I've got to live without you.
I don't want to influence any voting. I just want to say this is like the gayest corporate rock ever.
I know who it is already.
Okay. Whose iPod is it anyway?
There's no question about it. That really is Don Geronimo.
Oh,
Robbie.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
Whose iPod is it anyway, Rob?
Oh!
Damn Yankees is one of my 8,000.
That is Rob's iPod.
Rob Spiewak's iPod. All right, get out of here.
That's two losers in a row. And now here's the theme song for Whose iPod Is It Anyway? I like this game.
And what's great about this is we really do have the iPods, and
yeah,
I guess
right.
You're hearing the audio quality of each iPod.
I don't know whether we've pointed that out. There's a stack of iPods in the back of the
studio. It's not like we're playing these off CD.
Rob is just going through everybody's iPod and doing it completely at random.
Very pushing
cool.
A shovel. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
This is Mark.
All right, Mark, you want to play?
Yes, sir.
Good luck, Robbie. Let it roll. Here we go. Shuffle. Shuffle that iPod.
Play.
Now you do get 30 seconds to listen.
Okay.
Think your answer over carefully.
What the frig is this?
This one might need longer than 30 seconds.
No, sorry. For 6, 7, 8, 9. Need to know whose iPod is that.
Well, the music sounds very cerebral, so I'm going to have to guess Mr. Burbank.
Buzz Burbank. That's Robbie? What I would have guessed also.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
What is the song and whose iPod?
I'm going to guess that only Don Geronimo has Andrea Bocelli on his iPod.
That's you?
Don's
yeah.
iPod.
Okay.
That's
is that me. Andrea Bocelli?
It is.
Yes.
Okay, what is...
You're very cerebral too, Don.
Do you know the name of the song? Because
they're all of like Ola Mia Soya.
Okay.
It's called Rhapsodia.
Rhapsodia. All right. Very good. I've never heard that one.
Donna, 275.
Oh, I brought my little iPod. I got 275 on the one I brought in today.
Ah, very good. Uh-huh. Whose iPod is it anyway?
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Hey, guys. It's Graham.
Hi there. Graham, where are you from?
I'm actually from Glen Burnie, Maryland, actually.
Would you like to play?
Yeah, man.
All right, yeah, man.
Very good. And have we had a winner yet?
No.
We have not had a caller identify the iPod
not
properly.
Yet. All right, shuffle them up, Robbie. Let it go. Seems rather obvious, but let's go with it anyway. Who do you think, Graham?
I think Buzz.
Buzz!
No!
That's got to be Mike, right?
That is the man. That is Buddy Rich right there.
You're Loose by Buddy Rich.
Buddy, and one of the obscure Buddy Rich tunes I have.
Mm-hmm. Well,
not the big hits. not the top 40 hits that he had.
We've had no winners. Let's try one more.
All right, here we go.
We might do this for the rest of the hour.
I love this. I do. I love this.
Oh, don't forget about the theme. Hold on. Let me get that, too.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Whose iPod Is It Anyway?
Could we make it Any Who?
Any Who, sure.
Whose iPod Is It Any Who?
Whose iPod Is It Any Who?
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi there. Who's this?
This is Derek.
Where are you from?
Colorado Springs.
Beautiful.
All
Thank you for listening. Here you go, Robbie. Put the iPod
good
in there.
Good luck to you.
Don and Mike say, name that iPod.
I go.
Well, blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining.
Don and I are playing our own little game here with like our look.
Let it play for 30 seconds.
That's right. All right.
Well, blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining.
That's Paul McCartney, isn't it?
All right, whose iPod is it?
Rob.
Guess what?
Rob?
That's a winner!
A winner!
First winner!
See, I thought it was Paul McCartney. I thought it would be you, Don. I thought that would have been yours.
Paul McCartney off his Russian bootleg.
That's a great song. I love that version of Blue Moon of Kentucky.
All right, do we have a prize?
Do we have prizes yet? This is the trial run of the game. Sometimes we don't have prizes.
We might not have prizes today.
Okay.
Just the knowledge that you won has to be good enough
$20.
For you.
It gives me the warm feeling.
What? I'm not giving him $20.
How about $10?
I'm not giving any.
99 cents.
I mean, don't we have like dirty socks?
Hey, do you want me to give him your Chinese handcuffs?
No, that was given to me by Pops.
Okay, all right.
At Pops Joke and Novelties in Ocean City, Maryland.
All right, I'll keep it in my little case over here.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
My case.
We don't need no stinking prizes.
No.
Hello, Don and Mike.
The game is the prize.
Prize. Is
Hello.
Fun.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, who's this?
This is Mike.
Where are you from, Mike?
I'm from Harrisburg, but I'm originally from the Washington area, so I've been a long-time listener.
Welcome to Whose iPod Is It Anywho?
All right, we'll give you 30 seconds on this one from one of our iPods, one of our real-life iPods. Roll it, Robbie.
Go!
Whoever this is queer. It's the longest 30 seconds of my life.
I bruise you bruise me.
Which faggot has that on his iPod?
Wow. I'm going to guess Mike.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot.
Robbie?
Well, don't you know when you hear Art Garfunkel,
think
Buzz Burbank!
Buzz Burbank!
Buzz!
That's right. Yeah, because
Buzz.
You heard the fag word, you had to be me, right? I'm so glad you lost.
You want to play some more?
Yeah, I love
right,
this.
Let's
this
do
is fantastic.
Yeah. We'll pick those up after the spots. Yeah. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.